The last day of high pressure sitting overhead will be this afternoon across upstate New York and interior New England. Outdoor plans are still in good shape as we have another afternoon of sunshine to mostly sunny skies in the forecast with comfortable humidity levels. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, but seasonable for early July standards. Things begin to change overnight as our area of surface high pressure gradually shifts to the east. Humidity will climb Thursday and bring the risk of showers back to the region. The best opportunity for showers will be west of the Hudson Valley, but we can't rule out some showers in the Hudson Valley either. Temperatures will be a few degrees cooler than today due to some cloud cover issues, but don't expect completely overcast skies on Thursday. Overnight Thursday into Friday, a fast-moving area of surface low pressure will move up the eastern seaboard, bringing with it a round of focused and steady rainfall. This will favor portions of the lower and mid-Hudson Valley, as well as southern New England, eastern New England, and parts of the Connecticut River Valley in Massachusetts. Friday will be another day of unsettled weather. Ahead of a cold front, scattered showers and some rumbles of thunder will be possible. The Storm Prediction Center has New York listed under a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms west of the Hudson Valley. This is something we will need to monitor as we get a little bit closer for the possibility of some damaging wind embedded within severe thunderstorms. Rainfall chances will increase throughout the evening until the cold front pushes through by Friday night. A secondary disturbance will roll through Saturday, keeping clouds and wet weather around for northern zones. This includes some organized rain for the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, but we will see showers taper and eventually clear for the remainder of the day in southern zones. A weaker cold front will try to move in Sunday evening, but Sunday should be dry. We could see a few spotty showers by Sunday evening across parts of the forecast area. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, severe thunderstorms with large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes will be possible across parts of the Northern Plains and Northern Great Lakes region. An upper-level ridge will build across the western U.S. today as west-to-northwest mid-level flow remains over the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley. At the surface, a slow-moving front will advance southward into the upper Mississippi Valley, extending west-northwestward into the northern plains. A narrow corridor of maximized low-level moisture will become sharply focused just to the south of the front from the southeast North Dakota area eastward across north-central Minnesota into far northern Wisconsin. Moderate to strong instability should be in place along this corridor by mid-afternoon. As instability and low-level convergence increases along the front during the late afternoon, thunderstorm development should take place. A secondary consequence of the western ridge will be the heat across the western United States again today. Many intermountain locations will reach highs in the 90s to 100s, with 110-plus degree heat possible for the desert southwest. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies, highs are in the mid-80s with light wind. In Boston, sunny skies with highs near 80, light wind. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with afternoon highs in the low 80s with a light breeze. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 37 degrees this morning in Truckee, California, to 117 degrees at Death Valley and Needles, California, yesterday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies with highs ranging from the upper 70s to mid-80s. Wind will be on the light side. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies expected once again with highs warmer, climbing into the low to mid-80s under light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s with light wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies will be around for the day. High temperatures will reach the upper 70s to lower 80s, all with light wind. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, increasing clouds expected, eventually lending themselves to scattered showers. The best chances at getting showers will be in the Catskills, Adirondacks, and western Mohawk Valley. Temperatures will be a touch cooler, falling back to the 70s for the warmest locations, reaching the lower 80s. Overnight into Friday, our surface low will bring rain for the lower Hudson Valley, as well as parts of southern New England, including the Connecticut River Valley. Lows will be in the upper 50s to 60s. Expect mostly cloudy skies into your day Friday, with an increase in rain and thunderstorm chances as we move closer into Friday evening and eventually the overnight period into Saturday. Highs Friday will be cooler in the 70s for all. Saturday morning may bring additional wet weather for some, while others will begin to dry out. In general, the further north you live on Saturday, the cooler and more damp weather you will see. Temperatures range from the 60s in mountainous areas to lower 80s for parts of the Connecticut River Valley. Drier conditions and warmer weather will return for Sunday, with highs back in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.